Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
You're down 20-6 at halftime. What are the adjustments you made to get you back in the game for the second half?
I won't get schematically. There was a few adjustments obviously we had to make on defense. We're just giving up too many things, especially on third down. But at the end of the day, it was just missed opportunities all over the place in the first half that we felt like if we could just play a little bit more efficient, we'll start moving the ball, we'll get our stops, and we can make it a game. We couldn't score in the red zone.
Robert, yeah, 1-for-6 in the red zone. Is that pretty much the story of the game?
Yeah, it's they were 3-for-3. We were 1-of-6. We were 1-of-3 in goal-to-goal situations. Can't win the game just kicking field goals.
Was there anything recurring there that you think was an issue, or did you just not finish?
No, give them credit. You know, they stood up. I had an opportunity with Braxton on one of them. Just give them credit. Yeah, give them credit. We had a penalty on one goal, just a bad penalty that knocked us out of it, which led to a field goal, too, and I think it was the first drive of the second half. So there's just a lot of things by them and things that we could have done better also. I thought Mike did a great job. He was, there was a little bit of some ups and downs like you normally would in a football game. They're a good football team. But I thought he kept his composure, stayed within the game. He made some big, big throws. That last interception, he had to go there with the lack of time remaining. And credit to them, they played it aggressively and made the play.
I think he had 57 passes, Robert, and a sack, so 58 dropbacks.
You never want to have that. Obviously, yeah. We're playing catch up, especially in the last two drives. I think we had about 20. It felt like 20 passes there. But either way, it's I felt like the run game was good in spurts. We couldn't punch it in when we tried to. But you never want to throw that much. But at the same time, sometimes that's what it calls for.
Well, Bam, just talk about his performance and when it's him starting the game.
Yeah, he's, we love the way he runs. He's north and south. He's got a burst to him. He's got a little extra juice, some fresh legs. I think he showed it today. He had that big run today. He runs violently, and he's really doing a nice job.
Yeah, Garrett made some huge plays for you there in the second half, especially.
Yeah.
How impressive is he?
He's impressive. I don't think it's a secret with him. He's dynamic. He's special. Wish he could have kept his feet in bounds on that one explosive. But man, he's amazing. That was amazing that he even got to that point with the way he broke tackles. So
can you from your vantage point on the throw to Braxton in the end zone on the fourth down play? Could you, because it looked like for a second he had it there. I'm wondering what kind of emotions are going through.
You're just trying to get through the down. You know, obviously Mike's probably going to wish he put it a little bit more in front of him, but I know Brax is going to know that he should have, he wishes he would have kept it down. Credit by their guy, got disrupted it just enough with him on his back, and those are the plays, a game of inches when you're playing a 9-2 team. They've been winning like this all year, and you know, we didn't make the play that we needed to make.
How frustrating were there a lot of penalties, especially too late in the first half? The George Fant one later in the game. How frustrating is it for those to be the things that...
It was frustrating in the first half. Some deserve, some not. It's always going to be that way. But I think we settled it down in the second half and just played a little bit faster. But
why'd you bring Fant in for Mitchell?
Felt like he was struggling a little bit. And so just try to get George out there.
Robbie, you talked about changing the defense in the second half. What did you see in the second half?
We just wanted to take away a little bit more. We felt like there was a little bit of space in there. Obviously, there's and again, credit to them. Credit to Kurt. That's why he's a good quarterback. He was finding that space.
They were doing a good job in protection at point at times, and we just felt like if we could just take that space away and amp up in the pass rush, we'd be able to get off the field, and thought the guys did a great job executing that in the second half.
How did you feel like you guys
could, the way Mike competed in the second half, particularly on the touchdown, what did that say about his ability and willingness to fight back when things aren't going great in the first half?
I'm proud to be this team's coach. I'm proud of every single person in that locker room. They absolutely fought their tails off. This team doesn't quit. There's no moral victories or anything like that, but if we play like that, I know we're going to win more often than not.
Take a couple more. How did you feel you guys did against Jefferson?
I thought we did a nice job. I know he got the one touchdown, a really nice route by him, but felt like we kept his explosives to a minimum. We just weren't good enough in the red zone today. That's on both sides of the ball.
Any injuries, Robert?
Everyone finishing.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.